For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is expected to vote today on a House-passed temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown starting this weekend. Vice President Pence, Budget Director and Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and Presidential Advisor Jared Kushner have met with Democratic leader Chuck Schumer ahead of the vote. But the president has dug in his heels, demanding more than $5 billion for the border wall, or he says he will let the shutdown happen to protect the country.
We are going to be working very hard to get something passed in the Senate. There's a very good chance it won't get passed. It's up to the Democrats, so it's really the Democrat shutdown.
If there is a shutdown, it will only be a partial one. A number of agencies are already funded through September of next year and wouldn't be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone successful cancer surgery. A spokeswoman says the 85-year-old justice is resting comfortably after the surgery at Memorial Sloan Cancer Center in New York City. The pulmonary lobectomy was performed on Ginsburg's left lung. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in the fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules. There's finally been an arrest in the death of a young mother in Colorado. Woodland Park Police Chief Miles DeYoung.
Today we arrested Patrick Frazee on charges of first-degree murder of Kelsey Barrett, and he is currently being held in the Teller County Jail. As a reminder, Patrick Frazee is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Police searched Frazee's home and property before deciding to arrest him for murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The latest government picture of U.S. economic growth has been released, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story from Washington.
The new government figures out Friday showing the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3.4% in the year's third quarter, slightly lower than the previous estimate as consumer spending and exports were revised downward. Many economists believe economic growth is slowing in this fourth quarter, but still, GDP performance for the year is on track to be the best since 2005. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dr. Seuss's wife has died in La Jolla, California, at age 97. Audrey Geisel helped oversee the literary estate of her husband, who died back in 1991. She had been busy with publishing and continuing her husband's charitable giving, including giving millions to libraries. She was also an executive producer on The Lorax and the current movie, The Grinch. The Justice Department is charging two Chinese nationals with a massive hacking campaign that targeted a broad range of American companies and government agencies. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the two worked with the Chinese government.
China's goal is to replace the U.S. as the world's leading superpower, and they're using illegal methods to get there. They're using an expanding set of non-traditional and illegal methods.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.